to become a top-level fitness professional at Max. There'll be some quizzes to do, some practical assessments. There'll be some written and verbal assignments. There'll be a written verbal final assessment, and there'll be a final personal training evaluation. Once you've done all of those, you can tick the boxes and say, yes, I'm a fully qualified fitness professional. And I know that I know what I'm supposed to know so I can help people to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime in the safest, most effective way possible. And that's why at Max we never call anything a test or an exam. It's always called a knowledge check because you're checking your knowledge so that you know what you're supposed to know. We can check your knowledge so that we know what you're supposed to know. But ultimately, wouldn't it be great for your clients, your members, your athletes, the people that you'll be training, for them to know that you know what you're supposed to know? You've got in-depth knowledge. They can trust that you understand anatomy, what the body's made of, how it works, physiology, how nutrition works inside their body, so how the macronutrients can help them put on muscle size, lose weight, feel fantastic, have a great immune system, have great hair and nails, and have a stack of energy. And of course, the best exercises to do so they don't get sore joints and they can stay exercising and be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their life. So that's the purpose of a knowledge check. So we do them in a very interesting and uncomplicated way at Max, and let's work out for you the best way to do it. And ultimately, that's what's the best part of the Max program. It's not somebody telling you what to think, how to study, when to study, even what you should be studying. Ultimately, you get to make all of those choices. So let's have a look at the program and how to do it effectively from an assessment point of view. First of all, when you open up your program, go to the sessions that say introduction to the Max program, how to complete the Max program, and that will share with you all of the assignments and assessments that you'll need to do. Now, a lot of my students have shared with me that they prefer to print them off and do them as they go. Other people watch and listen to the entire sessions, all of the sessions, and then do the quizzes and the assignments and the assessments and the final personal training evaluation. All of that's completely up to you. The order that you do everything in is completely up to you. There are sessions 1 through to 100 if you are becoming a top level diploma student, and you might choose to do one session of practical, one session of theory, and then one session of business and mix it all up. Other people are very pedantic about doing session 1 through to 100. From a practical component, you might really enjoy training people much more than studying anatomy and physiology. But when you start training people, you get really excited about, well, why am I training them this way and why are we doing this exercise and what muscles are working and how does carbohydrate work inside my body to give me energy to exercise, which means you can then go back to anatomy and physiology and do it with much more excitement than I have to learn my anatomy and physiology. So that's all completely up to you. So all the sessions have a quiz. So the first thing I'm going to have a look at from an assessment point of view is the quizzes. You have to do all of the quizzes and you have to get 100% for all of the quizzes. You have to get them right. So how do we do it? Watch the session. If you've watched the session, the quiz will be easy, and never do a quiz more than twice. And that's exactly why we ask you to be very careful about that process, is a lot of people say, oh, but I've been trying and I can't get the quiz right. If you've watched the session, the quiz will be easy. Never do the quiz more than twice. Then you contact K-Man and you say, K-Man, I've done the quiz for session 13 or 33 or 53, and I think this is the answer. Now, if you haven't watched the session, the quiz is going to be difficult. Please don't contact K-Man if you haven't watched the session. It would be a little bit disrespectful to ask for help from the person who created the program for you to make it simple and easy for you to become a top-level fitness professional without getting that information on board. And I'll give an example of that because I lived a lot of my life as an idiot, and I can't put it any other way. I was an ignorant and then arrogant idiot. I got a little bit of knowledge. And when I say that, I did 9 fitness courses before I met K-Man. So I ignorantly believed that I understood my anatomy and physiology. Well, I didn't. And the beautiful thing about people with great communication skills, they won't tell you you're an idiot to your face, but they're probably thinking it. Because somebody who doesn't understand anatomy and physiology starts arguing a point with somebody who does understand, it becomes a very awkward and uncomfortable experience. The reason I'm sharing that with you is if you come to K-Man and you say, I think the answer to the quiz should be this, then please come not with, I don't agree with the answer, or I think it's wrong, or K-Man, I think you're wrong, or I think anatomy anatomy and physiology is wrong. He loves the discussion, absolutely gets excited about the discussion of why you think that that is different, or why you don't believe that's the right answer, or why you've got a different opinion or a different idea. But please come into that conversation with knowledge. You can't just say to somebody, that's not true. You need to back up the reason why that's not true. And that's why scientists have such great conversations. And I'll give you a couple of examples of that. The scientists are still arguing heatedly about what causes delayed onset of muscle soreness, DOMS. Nobody really knows yet. They're still arguing, even from a research point of view, how long does our metabolic rate stay up after we exercise? And there are even some studies to show, depending on the target group that was studied, that some people don't have any increase at all after they exercise in their metabolic rate, and some people have an increase of 24 to 36 hours. I'm sharing those with you because the scientists love the discussion, but they don't like to discuss with idiots. And that used to be me, an idiot who would try and have a discussion with somebody who really understood anatomy and physiology. So the purpose of the MAX program is not to tell you what to think. It's for you to think for yourself so that you can have those great conversations with people who have in-depth knowledge about anatomy and physiology and how the human body works, which then means you would understand how the macronutrients work inside the body and then how to effectively train the body, because you understand what the body is made of and obviously how the physiology of the body works. So keep that in mind as you're going through the program. That's what each session is designed to do, give you the in-depth knowledge, not tell you what to think, but give you all the tools so you can think for yourself, so you can assess an exercise program, you can assess an eating plan and know whether or not it's going to be effective. So that's the quizzes. Never do a quiz more than twice. You've got to do all the quizzes. Again, the suggestion is that you print them off before you start the program and do them as you go, but you don't have to do it that way. The next part is the practical assessments, which means you've got to train some people, of course. And some students say to me that there's not enough people to train, and other students share with me, oh, we need to be training more people, and or there's too many people. Well, ultimately, you have to show to yourself, obviously to us as the people who are assessing you, but ultimately to your clients, that you know how to train a range of people over a range of environments, over a range of time frames. So it's not just about training one person one time. And it's not just about training that one person. It's about training different kinds of people so you have lots of practical experience. So yes, you have to train people to become a fully qualified MAX health exercise and lifestyle professional, of course. Now, you have to train 13 to 15 people, depending on how you do your final PT evaluation. I'd like you to train 300, and that's dependent on how much extra mile you want to do. And I only pick that number. Obviously, the more people you train, will you be better at what you do? And that's obviously a simple answer. So train as many people as you can, and you can start training people straight away, particularly if you're in Australia and you've registered that you are studying to be a fitness professional. You can actually get insurance, which is fantastic. In New Zealand, it's a little bit different because you don't need to have insurance. And if you're working in a gym or a personal training studio, the insurance will probably cover you. The beautiful thing about training people from the day you start the program is you start practicing your communication skills, you start practicing your practical training skills. And things like doing blood pressures and body fat testing and measuring people are really important to get as much practice as possible. So yes, you have to train 13 people, but wouldn't it be great to have done all of those particular skills on hundreds, if not thousands, of people? So when can you start training people straight away? When can you start getting feedback on your training straight away? And that's what the MAX program is. It's a personal mentoring program. So you're not sitting in a classroom where if you put your hand up, you could be interrupting other people, or there's other people sitting in the classroom who are interrupting your speed of study. You can study at the speed that suits you. You can train people whenever you want to. And then when you've got questions, or you want feedback, or you want somebody to say, yes, you did the blood pressure effectively, or no, you need to put the cuff a little bit higher or a little bit lower, then you can get that feedback straight away. So you email, you text, you call Rowie K Man Savvy and say, I need help. Now, if it's about the practical part of the program, please contact K Man, because he's your assessor. And if it's about business or marketing communication skills and how to get a career in the fitness profession, obviously you would contact me. So when can you do your practical assessments? Whenever you want to. They all have to be uploaded before you do your final personal training evaluation. So yes, you've got to do all the quizzes. Yes, you have to train a variety of people over a variety of time frames, over a variety of different environments. Then comes your written and verbal assignments. And these are really exciting. We've given them to you for a very special reason. Now, obviously, they're a knowledge check. They are for you to know that you know how to explain simply to the general public the really important concepts of fitness and business. So if a client says to you, how do I burn fat off my abdominals? Or how do I work my core? Or is this a good exercise for me to get fit? Or what do you think of this diet? You obviously need to have the communication skills to be able to answer those questions effectively. So if somebody says to you, do sit-ups burn fat off my abdominals? You would need to know what happens and how fat comes off the abdominals, what muscles are being used, what muscles are involved in the core exercises, how many they are, what their origin, insertion and action are, and what actually happens when somebody does a sit-up, whether or not it's an effective exercise, and how you can explain that simply to the general public. And that's what your assignments are all about. Now, the big reason, however, that we've given them to you that are different from a knowledge check is that we want you to have a bank of information in your library to be able to share with the general public, because as soon as you're in the fitness profession, this is going to happen. Either the newspaper, a magazine, the radio, the television, a blogger, somebody's website, a Facebook page, somebody's going to say to you, could you please come and do a talk, or could you please submit an article or a blog or do an audio for this particular topic. You're a fitness professional. You're a top level fitness professional. Could you please come and do a talk at our business networking group on the best exercises for burning fat off your abdominals? Or could you please come to our political event and do a chat about having a successful fitness business? Or could you please come to our school and talk to our kids about the best eating plan so that they can be great sports people for the rest of their lives? And that's why those final assessments, those assignments, are verbal and or written. So you don't have to, I often remember at school thinking to myself, if I could just talk this, because I'm so much better at talking than I am at writing. And some people are the opposite. Some people prefer to write things down, type them out, be able to read them over and over. Ideally, you do both. So for the assignments that you're doing for both fitness and business, think about how can I explain this concept really simply to my clients or to a group of the general public or to a group of doctors or to a group of school children or a group of people. How could I explain it effectively, both written and verbal? So I have to stand up and talk it, or I need to be able to submit an article. So it's not about, oh, let's get my university professor or my next door neighbor who goes to university and I have to do this big long written assignment about sit-ups or dodgy exercises. It's about being able to explain simply to the general public in the most uncomplicated way possible, written or verbal. So that's what those final assessments are for. So have a read through them and work out exactly the best way for you to explain those things simply. Then, of course, there's the final written / verbal assignment assessment. And there's a series of questions and you have to be able to get 100%. Now, the reason I give you that example again of the doctor is if you're going to a doctor and he's a cardiologist and he doesn't understand how the heart works, or he's only got 80% understanding of how the heart works, or 50% understanding, I think you'd want to find a different cardiologist. So as a fitness professional, yes, you've got to get 100% for your final written assessment. However, we give you the questions. So the really cool thing to do is print off those final questions when you start the program. And as you go through the program, you learn the answers, you understand the answers, you can ask questions about those answers if you don't agree with them, or you've got a different idea or a different concept, or you want to discuss what you think is the right answer. And you keep going through that process all the way through all of the sessions. So by the time you get to do your final written assessment, you've already got all the answers and you've discussed them with one or three of your mentors and you've discussed it with the people in your life and you feel really comfortable about being able to answer those questions. So once again, how to complete the MAX program. All of the assignments and the assessments are in there. Read them, print them off, or put them in a separate file so you can answer the questions as you go. Now, once you've completed everything, that's all of those things. So you've done all the sessions, all the quizzes, you've done your practical assessments, so you've trained people, you've done the written and or verbal assignments for both fitness and business, and you've done your final written assessment, then it's time to do your final personal training evaluation. And once all of the everything's done, this is the final check that you know what you're supposed to know to be able to go out and train people. And there's really only two things to be very aware of for your final personal training evaluation. Number one, there's a checklist, and every box in that checklist needs to be ticked with a yes. Yes, I arrived on time. Yes, I was professionally dressed. Yes, I only chose effective exercises. They were safe. Yes, I did blood pressure. Yes, I communicated effectively with my client. Yes, I did the massage and the stretching, and all of the things are on the tick box. So yes, you have to get a yes for the evaluation checklist. However, the most important outcome of that session is that you tapped into that person's personality style, the way they like to train, and that person would like to train with you. So please keep that in mind when you're getting ready for that final evaluation. Is it's about, yes, I've got to make sure that I've got all these professional standards in place, but the second part is that the person I'm training would actually want to train with me at the end of the session, because then you know that you're ready for the fitness profession. Now, your final written, and you can do that verbally as well, your assessment, where do you do that? The question's been asked, you know, what if I can't find a JP, or what if I don't have time to go to a JP? And that's completely understandable. So please be aware, it's as it's shared very openly in everything that I've ever sent you, is that yes, you'll need a JP or a recognized member of the community that you and I can both trust. Somebody that you can trust that will want you to be the very best at what you do. Because yes, it is meant to be a closed book, no phone available, knowledge check, so that you can leave your max program with your qualifications in hand, knowing that A, yes, you have a lifetime education, you can keep coming back and keep learning, but everything that we've asked you to know before you give you your qualifications, that you actually know them. Now, I'm going to trust that you're going to do that, but I don't have to. The only person that needs to be trustworthy is you. If you're going to tell the world that you're a top level fitness professional, but you cheat in your final written evaluation, then that would be your challenge. So I just, I'm an ultimate optimist, and I believe that everybody wants to be the best at what they do. So yes, please, a JP is a great person, a lawyer, an accountant, somebody in the community that has a standing of being trustworthy. You might do that with a gym owner or a gym manager, so somebody that you're going to work with that you trust wants you to be really good at what you do, and they're going to sign off that you did those questions. You could also do those final questions at your practical workshops. You can do them at a face-to-face mentor session, or you can do them by Skype or telephone, and you can do them verbally. I'll share again, there are a lot of people who can explain something much more easily when they're talking rather than writing. So if you read through your final written evaluation, you say to yourself, I could answer these questions much more effectively verbally, then you can absolutely do that. So you can record the answers into your phone, or you can do them via Skype or telephone, where we actually ask you the questions and you can answer them face to face. So we make it as simple as possible to suit your learning style. So I'll go through that again from top to bottom. Watch all the sessions, particularly the introductory sessions, so that you know what you need to do, and then you'll be on your way. Do the quiz after each session, or choose when you're going to do the quizzes, but you have to do all of the quizzes. You have to train all of the people. So if you need help with that, let us know, but make sure that you can tick the box and say, yes, I've done all of my practical assessments. I've done my written and verbal assignments, so you choose how you're going to do them, written, verbal, or both. You need to do your final written assessment, which you can do verbally, and then when you've done all of that, you do your final personal training evaluation. And whether you do that via video or you train K-Man, Savvy, or Rowie personally, and there's no pressure either way. Just know that when you train one of us, you'll get instant feedback, as other people would call it. And ultimately, if we watch you on a video, we don't know whether you underspotted or overspotted. We don't know if the person that you're training is an actor and they're pretending they're having a great time. So if you really want to get the best feed forward possible on whether or not you're a great trainer, then remember that, yes, Savvy lives in Christchurch, and K-Man and Rowie live in Auckland. We're in Brisbane every month, and we're in Sydney and Melbourne. In Brisbane and Adelaide and all of the other cities in Australia at least twice a year, if not more often. So when you're ready to do your final personal training evaluation, if you'd like to do it in one of those cities, then of course we'd be very happy to do that with you personally and face to face. So ultimately, the MAX program is designed for you to get everything that you need to be the very best at what you do. Now, you could choose to be average, you could choose to be minus mile, and again, that is not my challenge. My only challenge to you is that if you want your clients to trust you and believe in you and want to be confident that you can help them in the best way possible, then please don't be one of these people that does just enough to get by or just enough to pass the test or just enough to get the quiz right. That's not what the Max program is about. It's about doing everything plus more to be the very best at what you do. And that's why this is a lifetime education.